Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Pirelli Scorpion Weather Active. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
The Volume.
This is Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre.
What is up, Straight Fire fam? It's me, Jason McIntyre. Straight Fire! For Tuesday, February 6th, it's Super Bowl week. I'm so fired up for the game, getting more and more excited every time I look at it. And Rob G has now descended upon Vegas. He is in Sin City. He's in the city where they made a movie about, which is now his favorite movie, Last Vegas. I'm sure Rob is going to be living it up.
That's right.
This week, doing his stuff from Radio Row with The Odd Couple. Rob, if you run into Cam Newton, tell his people, I'm sorry I could not meet with him on Radio Row. He did send a request. He sent word that he would like to chat with me on Radio Row for 10 or 15 minutes on whatever platform he's got. And I said, unfortunately, I'm not going to be there. It's not a Fox Super Bowl, yada, yada, yada. I don't know, Rob. If you do see Cam, though, definitely be like, yo, Cam, hey, you got to come correct when you go to J-Mac.
Okay. If I see Cam, I mean, I'll be like, look, I am not the one who was dissing you, but I know the guy who did it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, he is a giant human being.
He is a large individual, 6'5", 235. He's like, I mean, he's considerably bigger than Ben Roethlisberger. 6'5 is like Justin Herbert, and then you add, I don't know, 15 pounds. He is just big. And then maybe he's gained some weight since he's not playing in the NFL. I don't know. But he is a large dude. Rob, real quick before we get into the 49ers complaining about the practice field. As Buddy Boy freaks out over here, we're all on the Niners. We're all in on the Niners. Rob, one of the things that I'm looking at the games, it's super fascinating to kind of break down, you know, what's the deal? The 49ers were absolutely terrible in the playoffs, stats-wise, after doing incredible in the regular season. And the opposite is true for the Chiefs, right? The Chiefs kind of sleepwalk through the regular season, and then in the postseason, they've been lights out. And which one of those do you trust more to show up in the Super Bowl? The 17 games of Niners, who were largely great, or the two games of the Niners, which was not great? Or do you do the 17 games of the Chiefs, which were up and down? They had some really good showings. Or the three games that were pretty damn good. Rob, it's a tough one. I know my answer, but I'm curious where you land on this.
I'll tell you what. It's something that I've been talking about on this podcast with you basically all season. And that is the Kansas City Chiefs have a baseline that few teams in the NFL exhibited even all season. Even when they were struggling, when they were scuffling, when they lost to my Raiders, which, you know, was a cataclysmic event in Kansas City, given how poorly that they played. And I believe Aiden O'Connell did not complete a pass after the first quarter, and the Raiders still won that game. But the thing about the Chiefs is, because of their style of play, they've gotten away from the explosive Patrick Mahomes slinging it all over the yard offense. They are more of a conservative, defensive-minded team. Yeah. They play great defense. They run the ball pretty well with Pacheco. They got a good offensive line. And Patrick Mahomes is asked to make just enough plays here and there to get them the win. Now, because of that, I've been on record, and I still believe this, their ceiling was not as high as some of the other teams. Their ceiling, I believe is right now, is nowhere near as high as the San Francisco 49ers. However, what they have shown this season, because of their style of play, because Andy Reid is a great coach, and because Patrick Mahomes might be the greatest quarterback we've ever seen, is their floor is much higher than damn near anybody in the NFL. And that's something that we've seen in this postseason, because they blew out by the Miami Dolphins. I don't think they played their best game of football in that game. They were mistake-free, but I don't think that they were the high-end, all-caps Chiefs that we were hoping to see in the postseason. When they played Buffalo, Buffalo played them basically to a draw. And were it not for two poor throws by Josh Allen there in the fourth quarter and a missed Tyler Bass field goal, maybe they're the ones here in Vegas right now in the monsoon rain that we're dealing with instead of Kansas City. When they faced off, when they faced off in the AFC Championship against Baltimore, Kansas City didn't do anything special. We talked about this. They kind of took the air out of the ball after the first two drives. They scored touchdown, touchdown, ball control offense because they let Baltimore make all of the mistakes and that led to them winning. So because of that, I am always going to trust the team with the lower floor than I am the team with the highest ceiling.
I think that is an impressive argument. And yeah, I think a lot of people would be with you. Well, I mean, Chiefs, come on. They've been amazing. And Patrick Mahomes goes postal in the playoffs. Here's the argument against. We haven't seen a Niners team play well in the postseason. I just looked this up, Rob. So in the opener against the Packers, fall behind 3-0, don't score in the first quarter, and they trail throughout the third quarter, right? And into the fourth, they need a comeback. Their game state was negative, and Purdy, when faced with some adversity, did not play particularly well, right? Did not have a great three quarters against the Packers, then rallies late and comes back and they get the dub. Look at the Lions game. Lions jump out to a 14-0 lead. Lions leading for the first three quarters. Purdy wasn't particularly sharp. Not awful, but most of the season, remember, this is, I think, the opening drive, I believe, not a certain, that the 49ers had the most success scoring on opening drives during the regular season, or the most points scored. They're just a machine. Yet in the playoffs, they for some reason fell behind. I'm not putting a ton of stock, ever. I never do, in the coin toss. But Rob, this postseason, unlike any other, when the Chiefs got the ball first against the Bills, against the Ravens, they set the tone with a touchdown. And the Ravens were playing uphill all the rest of the game. 49ers fell behind against the Packers and the Lions, and they were playing catch up. My guess here is all the success of Pacheco dominating the ground. And I found some stats. Interesting. So Pacheco's carries in the regular season, 14 per game, up to 21 a game in the playoffs. They're getting the lead early, as they did against Miami, as they did against Buffalo, and as they did against the Ravens. And they're riding Pacheco. And Mahomes is not making any mistakes. No turnovers. Look at their second half numbers, Rob. They're not doing anything in the second half. Unless you think this is going to play out again, where Chiefs take an early lead, Niners can't do anything. Niners defense getting shredded. I just don't see that happening. We have an entire season of data of the Niners having success early. So then the question is, well, what happened in those two games in the playoffs? And my buddy Nick, we're doing a like a squares thing. Have you ever done a squares thing for the Super Bowl
square? Yes, I'm in one later this Sunday. So yes, I'm in one.
So here's my question. You know, what are the best numbers for Super Bowl squares? I've played this a lot of times. I don't even know the rules. I'm just the kind of guy, hey, here's my $20, $50, $100, whatever.
It's not any different than gambling. So you want 7, 3, and 0. Those are usually the numbers you want.
And so if the numbers add up to 7, 3, or 0 at the end of a quarter, you then take a percentage of the pot, right?
No, what happens is the last number of the team's score has to be a 7, 3, or a 0. So if the score is 0-0 at the end of the quarter, you win. If the score is 10-0, if it's 3-0, 7-0, 17-10, 13-10, you know, any of those numbers, those are the ones you want.
Ah, okay. So my buddy said, hey, I'm in one, a square's $1,000. We can divide it or do it three ways. I was like, yeah, sure, I'm in. Fine. And I'm looking at this, and I think we're in line for a low-scoring game. And I know the total was 47.5, but I'm thinking like you, obviously the three and the zero are key, but we have the Niners who were awesome off the script, and the defense wasn't great, right, in the playoffs. And then we have the Chiefs dominant off the script, but overall not great all season. Rob, Super Bowl. Nobody's going to want to make a mistake early. I can completely see this being a 3-0 after a quarter, 10-7 at the half. I'm talking ultra low scoring because Purdy ain't going to want to make a mistake, and he's tried to make a couple. And I don't think Mahomes in that offense is going to have the success. And you say, why not? Well, if you look at the rushing attack that the Packers and the Lions employ, it's a lot of the zone running schemes, which are mostly outside, right? And the linebackers, the great middle linebacker, Warner, is kind of nullified a little bit on those zone rushing plays because it's wide, and the Packers had a lot of success, and the Lions had a ton of success. Go look at what the Chiefs do. They don't do the same zone running attack. A lot of their stuff is Pacheco inside. They're an inside running team. Hey, we're just going to beat you up at the line of scrimmage, and it's Pacheco between a halfback dive for the Tecmo Bowl crowd. And are they going to change who they are, and all of a sudden the Chiefs are going to be a zone running team? I don't see that happening. I can see some gadget stuff, but now, Rob, it's sounding like no Kadarius Toney in the Super Bowl. Are you seeing the same stuff?
I am, yes.
Okay, so who's their gadget guy? Is it Rashee Rice on the sweep? I mean, they don't have a Jamison Williams. Remember, Jamison Williams took that end around reverse and went to the house. He's fast, and that's another play where, like, 49ers, who have great linebackers, they just couldn't handle the speed. I don't see that from any, like, Mecole Hardman, maybe?
Well, the problem with Mecole Hardman is the last two times he touched the ball, he's fumbled.
Yeah, there you
go. So I don't know if you would trust him.
It's basically Rashee Rice. It ain't going to be the kid, it's Sky Moore. It's not going to be him. And it's not going to be Justin, what's his face? I just don't see it. So now you're looking at more of a stand-up, normal Chiefs attack, and the 49ers should be able to handle it. I know we said Kyle Hamilton and the Roquan Smith should contain Kelsey. They had no chance against Kelsey. I mean, Kelsey dominated them. Well, challenge is on you, Fred Warner. Challenge is on you, Dre Greenlaw. Can you guys contain Travis Kelsey? Because we know on the back end, not having Mufanga is a massive loss. And I think Laporta had a pretty good game for the Lions against the Chiefs. Even the backup tight end, I think it was Brock Wright maybe, caught a near touchdown pass. He couldn't stop himself and went out of bounds at like the two. But yeah, I think the Niners defense hangs here. And you know, you want to get in the nitty gritty. It's like, okay, the Chiefs essentially are not even getting aggressive in the second half. I just saw that their second half unders this season are 18-1 to the under. Essentially, they want to get the lead and then just squeeze the air out of the football slowly. That's what they want to do. I don't think that will work against a Shanahan attack that I just don't see Kansas City totally stopping it. But then again, I'm all in on Brock Purdy, right, Robert? It doesn't sound like you are, which is understandable.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Firestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Firestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com the way tire buying should be.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Looking for a super offer for Super Bowl 58? DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered. New customers can bet on the big game and turn $5 into $200 instantly in bonus bets. The line opened with San Francisco as a short favorite in the rematch from the 2020 Super Bowl. Very excited. If you listen to the pod, you know which way I'm leaning. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code STRAIGHT. Fire. New customers can bet $5 to get $200 instantly in bonus bets only on DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of Super Bowl 58. With code STRAIGHTFIRE, the crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas. 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/football for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Don't you ever say I'm not all in on Brock Purdy, okay? I've been on the Brock Purdy train longer than you've been alive, my friend. I was comparing him to Joe Burrow back in October and have the tweets to prove it. But look, everything that you said is accurate, and ordinarily I would absolutely agree with you. The one thing that I think that you're underselling here, though, is how good this Chiefs defense is. Remember 2015, the Denver Broncos, when they went through Peyton Manning, and I think they went to Brock Osweiler, and then back to Peyton Manning, and they ended up winning the Super Bowl against your arch nemesis, Cam Newton. Cam Newton infamously did not dive on the lost fumble, and that seemed to be like his lasting memory there for at least a year or two. Well, that defense was nasty, and that's how they were able to overcome Peyton Manning being all caps washed that year and still win the Super Bowl. That defense, led by Von Miller and DeMarcus Ware, allowed 340 points total over 20 games. The 2023 Kansas City Chiefs, entering the Super Bowl in 21 games, have allowed 335. This defense may not have the star power outside of Chris Jones that you'd like to see from an all-time great defense, but rest assured, this is one of the best defenses we've ever seen, especially when you consider the era that we play in, when scoring is easier than ever. Obviously, the scoring is actually down this season relative to historical standards, but all the rules are slanted in the favor of the offense, and yet this defense, along with Baltimore, who they beat last week, were able to consistently shut down opponents week in and week out. I don't think they're going to shut down San Francisco, but I think they're going to slow them down in a way that we haven't seen a Kyle Shanahan offense being slowed, you know, before.
So Snead will likely trace around Ayuk, and what happens is Debo Samuel will be lining up all over the place. Does McDuffie just follow him around? If you look at the 2020 Super Bowl, Debo's all over the place, lining up all over the field, and obviously McDuffie wasn't even there yet, but he was a major problem. Also, Juszczyk, the fullback, was a problem. By the way, just simply based on the 2020 Super Bowl, I will have Juszczyk first touchdown scorer as a bet. I haven't seen a number yet, but it's just going to be, for me, I'm going to fire on it. I think Juszczyk will find the end zone. Clearly, Shanahan saw something against the Spags defense where in 2020. And again, 2020 is a long time ago. A lot has changed, but my gut tells me Juszczyk will see some action. Rob, I quickly want to get into some, I don't know if it's a controversy or non-troversy, but for some reason, the Kansas City Chiefs get to use your Raiders practice facility, while San Francisco is relegated to those at UNLV, I'm going to go ahead and guess UNLV is not like an incredible training facility because the 49ers have now complained about it and the surface. And we've got our second controversy after the Patrick Mahomes dad DUI stuff.
Oh, I don't know if you're asking me a question there. Yes, it is absolutely a controversy, Jason. And I can tell you, as somebody who came in Monday afternoon here to Vegas, that the Vegas that I came into is nothing like what it looks like in the movies on the TV shows. There is a ridiculous storm hitting the Southwest region all the way to where you're at in Southern California to where I'm at here in Vegas. I think they're calling it an atmospheric river or something like ominous like that. So not only was my plane coming in delayed by about 45 minutes, I was stuck at the airport for over an hour and a half. Couldn't even get a taxi or an Uber to take me to my hotel because, number one, there was rain, and number two, they had shut down parts of it for the Super Bowl. And last but not least, most importantly, Joe Biden was in town, and apparently he can't take a regular street or a private airport. He's got to take the McCarran Airport, and it shut everything down. But long story short, there is flooding all throughout the strip here in Vegas right now as of this late hour. And I understand why the San Francisco 49ers would be upset because, number one, you're practicing outdoors in the rain when the game is going to be played indoors. So that's something I don't really understand. It's not like you get the Bill Belichick thing where you're practicing in the snow because the game's going to be in the snow. So it makes sense. So that's number one. But number two, and this might be the dumbest thing of all, UNLV's practice field is a turf. And what the NFL did as a way to appease them, because the Allegiant Stadium that they're going to play in here on Sunday is natural grass, they said, you know what, we're going to lay sod on top of the field turf a few days ago, and that way it's going to be just like regular grass. One problem, you know, that doesn't necessarily work. I know it might sound like it might work in theory, but in practice it doesn't. The NFL hardness score for fields in the NFL averages 78 on a scale of 1 to 100 or 0 to 100. No field in the NFL has been less than 70. Even that dump at MetLife and the Commander Stadium, none of them are less than 70. Right now, the Niners field that they've been practicing on for at least yesterday is considered to be in the 50s, according to ESPN's Adam Schefter.
That's not
so
good.
So if there was ever any kind of shenanigans or chicanery or the fixes in for Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs, this might lead credence to that, because this is absolutely terrible for the Niners.
Yeah, here's my thing. So normally, wouldn't they use the same field? They would just have different times, and why aren't they doing that this year?
I have no idea.
It just doesn't seem to make any sense.
I mean, I guess just to keep the teams apart from each other for gamesmanship, you know, issues.
How did they determine who gets the crappy Vegas facility versus who gets the good one?
Well, I also don't think that they were planning on the atmospheric river crushing the Southwest region here.
That's fair. It's a bummer for the Niners. I'm curious, did you see this Eric Bieniemy news that, and it was not super surprising, that Dan Quinn said, we're not retaining Eric Bieniemy. But it was after Kingsbury was hired. I wonder if they said, hey, Eric, do you want to be the QB coach or passing game analyst or whatever? For whatever reason, Bieniemy is not an offensive coordinator. Now, not all the chairs are taken. There's still some offensive coordinator spots open. But, Rob, this is why you must strike while the iron is hot, okay? And I know we want to wait around, and I actually got this one wrong because I thought Bieniemy should not take that crappy, like 3 years ago, 4 years ago. He had options, right? He's interviewing all these places. I'm like, why would he take that crap job? He's just going to be back looking for work in 2 or 3 more years when he gets canned. But here's what I was missing. What if you don't take the job and then things fall apart? Like, he's going nowhere fast in KC. I guess, I don't want to say he wore out his welcome, but they let him go call plays in Washington, and Bieniemy's calling plays for Sam Howell, who ended up being a train wreck, and now he's going to be relegated to a career backup, and now Bieniemy is done, and he doesn't have a job. Now, I'm sure Andy Reid will welcome him with open arms, but I believe Matt Nagy is the OC there. I don't think he's getting another job. Rob, the only position at this point that could come open, oh yeah, Kansas City Chiefs. Unless someone thinks Shanahan's retiring, there's zero hint of that. Now, I'm not saying there's a hint of Reed, but Rob, I don't know. What do you, like, if you're Eric Bieniemy, what do you do? I saw that Belichick's kid Remember, everybody joked, oh, Belichick's done. Well, his kid's not going to find work. He went to the University of Washington to be a coordinator. I was like, whoa, New England Patriots to UW. Interesting. I don't know what Bieniemy does now. Like, is he just not going to be an offensive coordinator? Like, does he have to be a QB coach? The guy was working with Patrick Mahomes, and now he could be unemployed within 2 years? Oh, my, I feel a little bad for him, but at the same time, like, man, Ben Johnson, I hope you're watching this saga unfold.
Yeah, I think it's terrible because, you know, a lot of people were pointing to what happened and what went wrong in Washington as to why. See, Eric Bieniemy's not that great. I don't know why people were pushing him. You know, it's just one of those things where you want to see a black head coach and you don't really care about how good he is. You know, he wasn't even calling plays in Kansas City. That was the narrative against him. And I think what we saw in Washington, I don't think that's indicative of how good of a coach Eric Bieniemy is.
Yeah,
I think what we saw in Kansas City this season, where they were inexplicably having turnovers, having drop passes, having penalties, losing games they shouldn't have, like I mentioned earlier, against my Raiders. Those are the kind of things that I don't think happen if Eric Bieniemy is the offensive coordinator. Because even if he's not calling the plays like Andy Reid is, the one thing that everybody who has ever interacted with Eric Bieniemy, whether it's in Kansas City or anywhere else in his football career, they say he's a bit of a hard ass. He will get down on you all the time. It comes from a place of love, but he's a very intense, aggressive, demands perfection type coach. As soon as he leaves, coincidentally, the Chiefs start becoming sloppy and leading the league in drops. I don't think if Bieniemy is there, that happens. So if you're basing your opinion on him on what happened in with the Commanders, with Sam Howell, who I think even on the high end of the spectrum was never going to be an even top half of the NFL starter. I think if you were to get his high end, he'd probably be somewhere in the 20 to 30 range, which is not bad, but he's nothing special. So for this to go down the way that it has for him, it's very, very disappointing because 3 years ago, you mentioned this, he was the new hotness for NFL head coaching gigs.
Oh, yeah.
I think he interviewed 13 different times. And now, to your point, he might not even be able to get a play calling gig. And that's just that's disappointing. I would have liked him with the Raiders, but they decided to go with Luke Getsy, who obviously knows great offense with the Bears. Ha ha ha! And you know, hopefully, Bieniemy lands on his feet.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Kumho tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Kumho test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
We could wrap up with this since you mentioned Getsy. Okay, so Getsy, since after Kingsbury backs out of the Raiders and lands with Washington, Luke Getsy goes from Chicago to the Raiders. Interesting. Well, Rob, this is your Raiders, so you've got the domain expertise. Currently, their quarterbacks are Jimmy Garoppolo and Aiden O'Connell. I'm assuming that Jimmy Garoppolo is not going to be there next year. Safe to say?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. And safe to say, Aiden O'Connell, despite the preseason hype and a couple of decent moments in the first half of the season, he ain't the guy. Safe to say?
Yes.
Okay. Luke Getsy knows Justin Fields as well as anyone in the NFL. He was his OC this year. When Fields had some moments, more moments than Aiden O'Connell. What will it tell you if the Raiders go for Fields or don't go for Fields? What will that say to you about Fields? Because I have a feeling they're going to go for him.
I had that same feeling up until about 24 hours ago when I was reading some Raiders beat writers information about the Getsy hire, because I was down on it as soon as they made it. So I was looking for information that might try to sway my opinion. Like, you know, these writers do more reach. They talk to more people than even I do. And so I'm sure that they're going to have some kind of stat, some kind of DVOA, something that's going to make me say, oh, well, you know what? He might not be a good passing offense, but the rushing offense, third downs, blah, 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 whatever. I was looking for anything positive about the hire. And one of the writers, I forget who it was, but he was from The Athletic, said that, you know, everyone was concerned about they had a good rushing offense in Chicago, a lot of that because Justin Fields was scrambling, but they had one of the worst passing offenses in the last few years. And the writer indicated that the Raiders, along with several people around the NFL, believe that the Bears' passing offense struggles were not on Getsy, which means that the Raiders, along with a lot of other people around the NFL, believe that the Bears could not throw the ball down the field because Justin Fields was not capable of throwing the ball down the field.
That's harsh. Well, we'll know. Like, listen, if you are Getsy and you do not say, let's go get Justin Fields, that's kind of a bat signal to Atlanta and Pittsburgh and whoever else might, Seattle, might be interested. And it's like, bro, his OC from last year doesn't even want him. Like, whoa. That will not be good for Fields. And then he goes into the situation where, like, okay, maybe he lands as the backup to Jalen Hurts. Maybe he lands as the backup to Patrick Mahomes, whatever. It feels like he has the option to be a backup, which may not be the worst thing in the world, but I don't know if him being a backup after 2+ years of starting is going to help him process. And listen, it might not be the worst thing in the world if he becomes Jameis Winston and he collects checks as a backup and you play a little bit and you've got a lengthy career and you make a lot of money. Maybe he's just a backup, right? It's not the end of the world, right?
No, absolutely. I mean, and there's plenty of people, maybe not in the NFL, I got to really do my homework about the NFL quarterbacks, but there's plenty of people where all they really needed was a change of scenery, a chance to breathe, especially when you're in a situation like Chicago where, now I've been from afar with all this, I never thought they put him in a position to succeed. Watching them play, I've watched a lot of quarterback video breakdowns by, you know, guys like JT O'Sullivan, friend of the show, you know, Kyle Sloter's been on the show. And I've seen them say, like, no, he's doing good things at quarterback. There's just something off with that offense. Sometimes it's the receiver. Sometimes it's the protection. Sometimes it's the way that the play is drawn up, what have you. And there was a lot of other issues, and he was not necessarily the reason. I personally believe that he is still capable of being a starting NFL quarterback. I'm down on the Getsy hire. I'm the one who thinks that it was the Bears who did him a disservice. Hmm. So I wouldn't mind him going to a situation where either there's a firmly entrenched starting quarterback, a la Mahomes or, you know, Josh Allen, or a situation like maybe like Dallas, where, you know, Dak Prescott has that big contract. We don't know if he's going to get... Well, he's going to get an extension, but we don't know what kind of an extension. Maybe he could be the guy waiting in the wings that they get on the cheap that potentially could be the heir apparent in a situation like that.
I don't hate that. Interesting. So if I said to you, Rob, you could get Russell Wilson after he's cut. I find it hard to believe that the Raiders would take a guy in the division having seen him. Russell Wilson, Fields. I'm not going to put Kirk Cousins in there because my gut tells me he's not going to be healthy and they're not going to take a chance on him. And there is there a mystery guy you would go for as the potential starter for next season?
Well, my preference would be then to draft the quarterback. I'd rather them, if it's at their current spot, if it's, you know, Penix or Nix or, you know, maybe McCarthy. I'm not too high on him. I know some people are. I'm particularly not. Or trading up to get Daniels or someone like that. I'd rather them do that. But if of those three, I'd rather take the upside of Fields than either of the other two guys.
Interesting. All right. By the way, I did just look this up, Rob. Kyle Juszczyk anytime touchdown plus 675. So $20 wins you like $100.
No, that's stealing money. That's stealing money.
Well, okay, but then I just looked at Juszczyk's game log. Do you know how many touchdowns he has this year?
Two.
Yes, two.
Oh, okay,
his
nice.
Last one was on November 12th. I mean, he's had one carry in like the last 8 weeks. He's used very, very sparingly, which is right where I like it. I don't want some guys getting force-fed. And then also, the other guy I would look at is, I think Elijah Mitchell, no? Like, McCaffrey gets dinged up. Mitchell's going to get carries. And I don't know if they're going to be able to run on this Chiefs defense, but the props will do, you know, we should try to get Rufus Peabody. Rufus Peabody. No. Yes, that is his name. He's been on the pod before. I can't believe I'm confusing Rufus. It's just such a, like, kind of a, it, you know, his name is a little wild. Anyways, all right, that's it for today. We are back tomorrow. Rob will be living it up in Vegas, having reports on the ground for Straight Fire. We'll talk to you then.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.